Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, are you ready for spring yet? I am just so ready for warm weather to get in here. Now that we're through with football for a year, I think pitchers and catchers report pretty soon.
I know you're getting excited, but it's a little premature. We're still in February.
Well, it's still a little bit chilly, but we got Valentine's coming up here in about another week. And actually, you can get started on your Valentine's fun this weekend, Saturday night. The Asheville Symphony Orchestra performing Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. That's a classic right there. 8 p.m. at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium on Saturday. The program's also going to include guest violinist Elena Urosti and Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto, music by Ravel and others. And so that's going to be a great concert on Saturday night and really kind of kicking off a very musical weekend in downtown Asheville. Also Saturday night and at 8 o'clock. You got to make your choice this week, either to see the symphony or to go to see Sutton, Holt, and Coleman. That's, of course, Brian Sutton, David Holt, and T. Michael Coleman, all Grammy winners. All of them worked with the great Doc Watson, and they'll be performing music that celebrates the legacy of Doc Watson and other tunes at 8 p.m. Saturday at the DWT, the Diana Wortham Theater at Pack Place on Pack Square. And I have seen these folks play before. They are just remarkable. If you can get over there, do it. A symphony is going to be good, too. Every time I go to see the symphony, I'm blown away by what a great body of musicians we've got and a skill that they have. So it's a tough choice to make which way you go on Saturday night.
Hard to beat Brian Sutton and David Holt.
And T. Michael Coleman, too. All of them great players there. On Sunday, some more music at the DWT at the Diana Wortham Theater. Baritone Norm Lewis, also a Broadway actor, and he is on the TV show Scandal. Along with Asheville native Bellamy Young is also on that show. But Norm Lewis is in town to do a benefit concert for the Diana Wortham Theater, and that's going to be at 4 p.m. Sunday at the DWT. And a great concert that's going to be, too. A chance to see a great voice and a great actor in a very intimate setting. Also, then on Sunday night, this is going to be a good concert. The Mountain Spirit Coffee House is percolating again with another fine performance. Dana and Susan Robinson doing their original music at 7 p.m. Sunday, and that's at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at 1 Edwin Place at Charlotte Street. And that's a great little room to hear music in as well. If you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We put it all down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times, in our Asheville Scene Culinary and Entertainment Magazine, and boxes for free around town, in your morning paper, and online at AshevilleScene.com. Now to some theater. And some musical theater. Why not? Keep the music vibe going at least for another moment or two here. Cabaret, that's the big play this weekend and probably the big entertainment draw, one of the big entertainment draws this weekend, certainly at Asheville Community Theater. Director Jerry Crouch with another big cast and all the bells and whistles, and that's going to be, that show runs through March the 2nd, so it's a long run for Cabaret, but I imagine that they're going to have packed houses all the way through over there. You might want to check with the theater to see about ticket availability, and it's just strange how much theater is happening in downtown Asheville in the winter months. We've got another bunch of plays going on. Rounding Third is over at North Carolina Stage Company. The Clean House is at the BB Theater, being done by Different Strokes. Frankie and Johnny at 35 Below. And then on Thursday at the Masonic Temple, just across the street from our studios here, Glengarry Glen Ross. And out at the Folk Arts Center, Fresh Preserves, which is kind of a bluegrass-themed musical show that's going on out there. So if you love theater, this is a great time to get out and see some of it. And what about comedy? How do you feel about that, David?
It's a knee slapper.
Well, Carl LeBeau, great comic there, and he's in town for three shows over the next two nights at 8 o'clock tonight, and then 7 and 9:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Altamont Theater, 18 Church Street. So if you love some live comedy, we've got a pretty good comedy scene going on here. And Carl LeBeau will be sure to tickle your funny bone for a couple of nights there. And that takes us around to the movies. Have you seen a motion picture since we last spoke?
Yes, and I'm trying to remember. I told you I saw American Hustle. I saw Llewyn Davis. And I saw something else. It slips my
Nebraska?
Mind. I did not see Nebraska.
Well, that was a good one, too. I saw Labor Day last weekend, and I was very disappointed in the movie, frankly. I was expecting something a lot more out of it, and it just turned out to be kind of predictable. But I think the big movie this weekend, the one I'm most interested to see, is The Monuments Men, with George Clooney, Matt Damon, Bill Murray. They're all in a World War II platoon out to save historic art from being plundered or destroyed by Hitler. You know, I read a little story in the paper earlier this week about how the Biltmore House had some of that, was used to store art from Museum, the National Gallery of Art in Washington. They shipped it down here during the Second World War and had it in secret at the Biltmore House in storage in case of an attack on Washington. It never happened. But the Monuments Men is going to draw a lot of attention this weekend. Also, the Lego movie, which doesn't sound all that great, about a Lego character recruited to fight an evil tyrant from gluing the universe together. But the reviews on this film have been pretty good. So check it out at the Beaucatcher Biltmore Grand in Carolina, Asheville, something you can take your kids to. It's only PG. Vampire Academy, I don't think much about that one. But there are two good programs at the Carolina, Oscar-nominated short subjects, live action and animated. So you might want to get out there and check those out there. That's going to be a good chance to see some short films that you don't ordinarily get to see in Asheville.
Tony, it's always a pleasure. Be careful out there, and thanks for your time.
So long, everybody.